الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. كنا أمس قد ذكرنا الأصناف، أو في الحصص الماضية كنا ذكرنا في أيش تجب الزكاة، وكم هو مقدار الزكاة، وإلى من تدفع الزكاة. In the previous sessions, if you remember, we mentioned the zakah, which item the zakah, in which item the zakah is due. We mentioned how much the due zakah is. We talked about the people, the different types of people to whom a zakah is paid. بقي أن نذكر أن الزكاة لا يجوز أن تدفع لغير الأصناف الثمانية الذين ذكروا. Now, الزكاة, or it is not allowed to pay a zakah to other than the 8 different types which we mentioned yesterday. فلو دفعت الزكاة, لو دفع الشخص الزكاة لبناء مسجد أو لبناء مدرسة أو لسور مقبرة أو أو لبناء مستشفى أو نحو ذلك, لم يصح ذلك زكاة. يعني تبقى الزكاة في ذمة الذي دفع ولا يجزئه ذلك. So if someone pays a zakah to build a school, to build a mosque, to build a hospital, or the like, then this is not a valid zakah. Religiously, he is still obligated to pay a zakah. So as if he did not pay anything. This is an invalid act. لأن الزكاة جعل الله لها مصارف خاصة لا يجوز صرف دفعها في غيرها. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى clarified in Al-Quran to who a zakah would be given. So it is not permissible to give it to other than those 8 types. ومما يدل على ذلك ما ثبت في الحديث أن رجلين جلدين قويين جاءا إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يطلبان منه الزكاة, فصوب فيهما النظر وصعده, يعني نظر النبي فيهما فرأى أنهما قويين يقويان على العمل, لكن هما شكيا إليه الفقر, أي لا يجدان من العمل ما يسد حاجتهما. فقال إني أعطيكما, لأنه صدقهما عليه الصلاة والسلام, وليس فيها حق لغني ولا لقوي مكتسب. قال إني أعطيكما وليس فيها حق لغني ولا لقوي مكتسب. يعني أنا أعطيكما من الزكاة لأني صدقتكما أنكما فقيران. لكن اعلما أن الزكاة ليس فيها حق لا لغني ولا لمن هو قادر على الكسب، قوي قادر على الكسب يجد العمل. معناه لا تصرف في كل مصرف خير. لو كانت تصرف في كل مصرف خير لما قال النبي ولا إني أعطيكما وإنه لا حق فيها لغني ولا لقوي مكتسب. لو كان مصرفها كل مصرف خير لما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك. What stands as a proof for what we say is the hadith narrated by Abu Dawood and others that two strong men came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and asked for الزكاه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام looked at them, so he saw that they were strong, they could work, but they told him that they are poor, they cannot find a job that that meets their needs. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام believed them. He told them, إني أعطيكما وإنه لا حق فيها لغني ولا لقوي مكتسب. Which means, I will give you a zakah, but know that a wealthy person, a solvent person, does not have right in a zakah. Likewise, someone who is strong enough to work and get enough money to meet his needs does not have a right in a zakah. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made it clear that a zakah is not meant to be spent in every good act. No, there are specific ways to spend a zakah. Allah specified to who a zakah would be given. في هذه الأيام كثير من الناس يريدون أن يصطادوا أموال الناس باسم الزكاة. يأخذون منهم أموال الزكاة ليصرفوها في غير مصارفها. من عرف أن الشخص الذي يوكله في دفع الزكاة لا يدفعها في مصارفها لا يجوز له أن يعطي زكاته لهذا الشخص، لا يجوز أن يوكله بصرفها. Nowadays many people they ask people to give them the money of zakah, so they spend it the way they like, not to the 8 categories that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala specified in Al-Quran. If one knows that if he gives his zakah to a specific person to distribute it, this person is not going to distribute it according to what Allah mentioned in Al-Quran, then it is haram to this person to give az-zakah to that one. In other ways, yani in other terms, be sure before giving the zakah money to someone to distribute it that he knows the religious judgments about how to distribute a zakah, and that he is going to apply those rules. He is going to distribute it to those 8 types. في الماضي بعض الناس أصدر فتوى أنه يجوز إعطاء الزكاة في أي عمل خير. In the past, someone gave a fatwa that it is permissible to spend a zakah in every good action. هذا الكلام مخالف للمذاهب كلها، للمذاهب المعتبرة كلها. This such a statement does not agree with any among the Islamic schools. وأما قول الله تعالى وفي سبيل الله فليس معناه كل عمل خير. As for the saying of Allah in the verse pertaining to الزكاه وفي سبيل الله, this statement وفي سبيل الله does not mean every good deed. إذا أطلق قول وفي سبيل الله في النصوص الشرعية فالمراد به الجهاد. هذا هو. If the term وفي سبيل الله is mentioned without any restriction in the religious texts, what is meant by it is الجهاد. That's all. So as we mentioned, among the 8 categories are those who fight rightfully for the sake of Allah without being paid to do that. So they are given from az-zakah to help them to do that. أما كل الأئمة المجتهدين قالوا لا يجوز دفع الزكاة في أي عمل خير إنما في مصارفها المذكورة في القرآن. Every mujtahid said that الزكاه is only paid to the categories mentioned in the Quran. واحد من متأخر الحنفية يقال له الكاساني أو الكاشاني, له كتاب اسمه البدائع. في هذا الكتاب قال يجوز دفع الزكاة في كل مصرف خير. كلامه هذا مخالف لكلام الإمام ولكلام أصحابه المجتهدين. ما سبقه إلى هذا أحد من كبار أئمة المذهب الحنفي, فكلامه لا عبرة به, لا ينخدعن به أحد, لأن كلامه مخالف لكلام إمام المذهب وأصحابه المجتهدين. One among the later Hanafis, his name is Al-Kasani or Al-Kashani, you can say either. He mentioned in his book, in one of his books called Al-Bada'i', that it is permissible to pay a zakat to any good deed. This was a mistake on his part. This goes against what Al-Imam Abu Hanifa said and against what the students of Abu Hanifa said. So there is no weight for this saying, for the saying of Al-Kasani. Maybe someone would tell you, Al-Kasani said it is permissible to pay it to any good deed. You tell that person, Al-Kasani was not a mujtahid. And the person who is not a mujtahid, even if he is a scholar, needs to follow a mujtahid. He does not come up with a saying that contradicts what al-mujtahid said. He needs, because he is not a mujtahid, so he needs to follow the mujtahid. And this person claimed to be Hanafi. The saying of Abu Hanifa is different from his saying. So no weight should be given to his saying. Abu Hanifa and his students, like Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, like Abu Yusuf, like Zufar, all those great Hanafi scholars, all of them, they said it is not permissible to pay it to any good act, rather it is paid to the specific types mentioned in Al-Quran. ولذلك لم يقم الحنفية الذين جاءوا بعد الكاساني لقوله وزنا. And this is exactly why the Hanafis who came after Al-Kasani did not rely on his saying, because they knew that he diverted from what Al-Imam Abu Hanifa said. حتى إن مفتي مصر الذي كان من نحو سبعين سنة محمد بخيت ألف رسالة في رد هذا الكلام وهو كان حنفي المذهب. Even the Mufti of Egypt who lived 70 years ago, Muhammad Bakhit, he was a Hanafi scholar and he authored a booklet to refute the saying of Al-Kasani. يعني باختصار الإجماع قام, إجماع الأئمة قام على أنه لا تدفع الزكاة إلا للأصناف الثمانية المذكورين في القرآن فلا يجوز مخالفة ذلك. In brief, there is a consensus among the mujtahids that الزكاة is only paid to the eight categories mentioned in Al-Quran. So one is not entitled, it is not permissible to deviate from that. I will try to make the issue more clear by drawing your attention to certain matters, writing the verse and try to emphasize what I said, because it's important. Nowadays, some people who are not scholars, they talk like scholars, they dress like scholars, they claim to be scholars, and they take the people astray. So you need to be aware about such issues. So if you hear someone talking about this matter, you know how to refute this in a wrong way. So you know how to refute this person properly. Allah said, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيضَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this verse of this verse talks about az-zakah. As-sadaqat in this verse refer to the zakah, to as-sadaqa al-wajiba, which is az-zakah. This is more clarified in this verse at its end, because Allah said fariidatan min Allah, which means this is an obligation. So what this verse talks about is the obligatory sadaqah, which is az-zakah. Now, if you notice in this verse, you have at the beginning the term innama. Such term in the Arabic language gives the meaning of restriction. Allah said, إِنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ, which means there is only your God is exclusively one God. إِنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ. At the beginning of this verse, you have the term إِنَّمَا, like here, إِنَّمَا. This term إِنَّمَا gives the meaning of restriction, exclusiveness. The same thing here. The verse starts with this term innama. Innama as-sadaqatu lil-fuqara'i ila akhirihi, etc. This means as-sadaqat, that is the zakah, are only paid to those people. So this term innama in the Arabic language gives the meaning are only paid to. It gives this meaning. So, it is not permissible to pay as zakah to other than those eight types. Now, when you go over the types, al-fuqara wal-masakeen are the poor people, al-amilina alayha are those whom the caliph appoint to gather as zakah and then distribute it. Those people do not exist nowadays because the caliph does not exist. Al-mu'allafa qulubuhum are those who embraced al-Islam recently, as we explained yesterday. Wa fi riqab, it refers to the slaves that had an agreement with their owners to set them free in return of a certain amount of money. Al-gharimin, those who cannot pay their debts. Wa fi sabilillah, those who make al-jihad without being paid for that. Wa ibn al-sabil, the traveler. That's it. So those are the eight types. It is not permissible to pay a zakat to other than those eight types. Not to build a school, not to build a hospital, not to pay the tuition of someone, etc. Not to pay the electric bill association, not to purchase a building for an association, or the like. It is not permissible to pay a zakah for any of, or give it as a donation to an association or the like. It is not permissible to pay a zakat to any of those matters. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i explicitly mentioned this verse, and then he said, in this verse Allah made it clear that a zakah is only paid for those eight types. It is not permissible to pay it to other than those eight types. Al-Imam Malik, for example, said, I do not know about any scholar that ever said that it is permissible to pay a zakah to a mosque, to build a mosque or the like. Likewise, Al-Imam Abu Hanifa said, likewise Ahmed, all of them, this is what they said. Every Imam among the Mujtahids, this is what he said. Now, there are two matters that some people sometimes bring up to try to justify what they do. What they want really is to get the money from the pockets of the people. This is what they want. So they come up, they want to publish certain books or the like, they want to build some buildings, they want to take for their pockets maybe some money, etc. They want to pay to some people who do not deserve a zakah. So they tell the people, well, you can pay a zakah for any good reason. This is not the case. To support the false claim, they come up with two issues. The first issue is this term, وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They say, if you pay for any good thing, then you are paying فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, for the sake of Allah. Here, this is not the meaning of فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In this verse, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ does not refer to any good thing. As we said, it refers to those who make al-jihad without being paid properly, يعني, not those who claim, not like our nowadays, those who claim to be making al-jihad and they kill innocent people, etc. You know what I'm talking about. Those who really are making al-jihad for the sake of Allah without being paid. Why? Because in the religious texts, whenever the term fi sabilillah is mentioned without any restriction, then it refers to what I said, to al-jihad. It does not refer to any, to all the good actions. If you want, read al-Quran and you will notice that. Wherever the term fi sabilillah is mentioned alone, without any restriction with it, then it refers to al-jihad. Here the same thing applies. As you can see, there is no restriction with it. So it refers to al-jihad. On top of that, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith, he explicitly interpreted the verse. In the hadith narrated by Al-Imam Malik in Al-Muwatta and other people, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that it is not permissible to give a zakah to a solvent person except if this person is someone from Al-Amilina alayha, those who are appointed by the Caliph to gather a zakah and distribute it. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned five types, among them الغازي في سبيل الله. So he made it clear that في سبيل الله refers to al-ghazi, that is the one who makes al-jihad fi sabilillah. So they cannot say the term fi sabilillah stands as a proof for what we say. For anyone who has a little bit of knowledge, he can know that their claim is false. Do you know why? Because it wouldn't be acceptable that all the Muslim scholars would have the consensus that it is not permissible to pay a zakah for any good matter except for those 8 types, and all of them would have the consensus that fi sabilillah refers to those who fight for the sake of Allah. And then it wouldn't be acceptable that all the Muslim scholars would have the consensus that fi sabilillah refers to those who fight for the sake of Allah without being paid. And then while the verse can bear another meaning. If the verse can bear another meaning religiously, if it is permissible to give another meaning to the verse, the scholars wouldn't have been unanimously interpreted it as we said. Because the nation, the Muslim scholars do not come together, do not have the consensus upon something that contradicts what's in Al-Quran. Everything that they had consensus upon it, then it has to be true. This is what Al-Quran told us and the Hadith told us. So, وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ means those who fight for the sake of Allah. يعني, it wouldn't be acceptable that the Prophet didn't know the meaning, and the companions didn't know the meaning, and the followers didn't know the meaning, and those who followed them didn't know the meaning, until someone nowadays comes up and say, well, I know what they didn't know. No Muslim accepts that. Isn't it the case? Of course. Now, a second matter that they come up with is that they say, Umar ibn al-Khattab, during his caliphate, he did not pay a zakat to those people called al-mu'allafa qulubuhum. They said during his caliphate, Umar ibn al-Khattab distributed a zakat to 7 types. And he did not distribute a zakat to 8 types. What do they want to say from that? They want to say, well, as Umar changed, this is what they say, as Umar changed to whom a zakat would be given, we can also change that nowadays, depending on the situation. And nowadays, we have many needs, so that's why we need the money of a zakat to be spent in other than those 8 types. So we changed that as Umar changed it. Well, Umar did not change the 8 types. He wouldn't dare to do that. He feared Allah that he wouldn't do it. And no one among the companions would allow him to do that. What happened is, at the time of Umar, Umar said that those people ceased to exist. At his time, they did not exist anymore. He said, now the Muslim state is very strong, so those people do not exist anymore. This is why he did not give them a zakah. And if they exist later at any time, then they would be given a zakah again. So, is it clear? So Umar did not change the rule, did not change to whom a zakah would be given according to the situation. What Umar said, that now those people do not exist. That's why he did not give them a zakah. Is it clear? Yes, Ali. Yeah, those are the ones. Someone called Al-Qaradawi. Do you hear about this name? Someone called Al-Qaradawi. He was among those who said it is one time he came to the States. One organization, they invited him. So he came to the States and he was very happy with that organization, apparently. So they asked him, can people give us the money of zakah to spend it on our programs? And he said yes. So they asked him to write a fatwa for them about that. He wrote it. I saw it in his handwriting that he said it is permissible to spend a zakah for this purpose, for their program. Now, when we checked what are their programs, it's not distributing the money to the poor people. It is like publishing books, hiring chairs, renting chairs, things like that. Making gatherings with people who speak, and they take money from the people who attend. Yani, for each gathering, they take a certain amount of money, etc. So, he was one among those who claimed that it is permissible to pay a zakah to any good deed. Sometimes a person might tell you, what do we do with the needs that we have? The Muslims, they have needs. The Islamic community has needs other than the needs of those eight types. Why can't we take a zakah and spend it for those needs, for those urgent needs? You tell that person, you don't do that. You spend a zakah as Allah Ta'ala ordered to spend a zakah. And for those needs, if they are necessary, then other money would be spent on them. As simple as this. As simple as this. If you spend the money of zakah to build the schools, for example, of hospitals, then who is going to give the poor people their needs? No, as zakah is specified for certain issues, and the other issues, you gather other money to fulfill them. Subhanallah. Huh? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if this man gave such fatwa, because he gave many similar fatwas, strange ones, subhanallah, strange ones. One time he said, sometimes I think about certain matters, I give my opinion about them, and I would be mistaken. And this is what happened with the Prophet also. I heard him saying that. Also, he said it the other way. He said the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave his opinion about certain matters, and he was wrong, just as I think about certain matters, give my opinion, and I would be wrong. Yeah, just like that. He put himself and the Prophet at the same level. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At another time, some people asked him about selling alcohol in European countries. He answered, "Yeah, you can't do that, and it is better to hire a non-Muslim person to work with that." طيب بهذا نكون أنهينا الكلام في كتاب الزكاة. By this we would come to the end of talking, to the end of talking about الزكاه. ارجو ان تراجعوا جيدا هذا الكتاب. I hope that you will review what we talk carefully. ان شاء الله في الحصه القادمه نسال من اول ما اخذنا الى حيث وصلنا. Inshallah, in the next session, I will ask questions about all what we took until the end of this chapter. أحد عنده سؤال عما ذكرنا. Do you have any questions about what I mentioned? يتفضل. يفيد الحصر. Why? Let me repeat something. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام gave those two men, those two healthy men, money from الزكاه, this is because he believed what they said, that they cannot find a job that meets their needs. If there was a job but they didn't want to work, then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would have not given them as zakah. See it? So it is not, it is because he believed what they said, that they were poor and they did not find a job, although they were healthy. They didn't have any disability that prevents them from working. This is one thing. Another, yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. No, it does not include your parents. Because your parents, you are obligated. If they are poor, you are obligated to support them. So you cannot give them a zakah. Brothers, yes. Sisters, yes. Children, pubescent children that do not have disability, yes, you can. Wafikum. Cousins, you can. The other, if they are poor, of course. Yeah. The other issue is some of you, sometimes they give the money of zakah to AICP. So don't worry. AICP distributes the money to the poor people. The money of zakah, when you give it to AICP, it's put aside. It's not mixed with any other money, and it's distributed to poor people. Because I said to some organizations, etc., I meant by that, if they want to spend the money on their own programs, not to distribute the money as it is mentioned in Al-Quran. But if someone or an organization distributes the money according to what's mentioned in Al-Quran, then you can authorize them to do that. Especially when you are in a country when it is not easy to find a poor person. It's not easy for you to know about poor people. If this is not the case, it is better for one to give himself as zakah to the poor people. So if you know, if you are in a place where it is easy to know poor people, then it is better that you yourself give as zakah to them. Why? Because then, and it is permissible to authorize someone else, but it is better that you give it yourself to them, because then you are sure about what happened. If you give me as zakah, your zakah, so I give it to poor people, you assume that I will do it. You don't know, maybe I forget. I will not do it, inshallah. Maybe someone will take the money to himself, unrightfully. Maybe he is wrong about the status of the person that he is giving the money, to whom he is giving the money. But if you know the poor people and you give them, you can, it's easy for you, then give the zakah yourself. The scholars say this is better. Exactly. Only that. You are authorizing AICP to spend the same money without being changed. The same money to those who deserve a zakah. Only this. Yes. This is how it should be. With everyone that gives a zakah to someone else, so that person distributes it. No. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, Khalid. Which zakah? Zakatul Fitr in Ramadan, not before Ramadan. Other than, yeah, you can pay it ahead of time, during the year. That is, you assume that this is the amount of zakah that is going to be due, and then you pay this amount ahead of time. And maybe you add a little bit to be cautious about it, and that works. يرجع إليه يقول له اختلط مالي ومالك تعال نفصله أو يقول له ذاك أنا أسامحك بالمال خذه وهو ويقول له الأول وأنا أدفع مني عنك. If someone gives zakah money to another person and by mistake the money gets mixed with his own money, in this case, what he should do, that he needs to contact the person who gave him the money as zakah and tell him this happened. So either we come together and we divide the money, so you take yours again and then you give it again if you want, or you let me, or you accept that I take your money for myself and then I pay from my money on your behalf the amount of zakah. So either this or that. But he needs to contact the person and tell him this is what happened. So let's do it this way. Let's solve it this way. Many people nowadays, they deal with the money of zakah without having enough knowledge. or with ill intentions. But some of them, because of the lack of knowledge, they don't deal with it in the proper way. And some for ill intentions. I know someone in Lebanon. He used to take a zakah. He used to go to Australia. In Australia, there are many Lebanese there. So he used to go there to them, talk with them, to pay a zakah, etc. And then whatever he gets from them, he takes for himself 15% of. Yeah, he said, yeah, expenses. No one asked him to do that, right? And they didn't know, by the way. Yeah, تفضل, تفضل. لا يعطى. لا يعطى إذا كان قادرا على العمل والعمل موجود لا يعطى. If a poor person is healthy, he can work, the job is there, but he chooses to not to work, he is not giving from az-zakah. It is not permissible to give such person from az-zakah. This is why those people. This reminds me about another issue. Those people who beg sometimes, and some, you see some people standing in the street, they beg the people who pass, etc. If they are able to work, it is haram, and the work is there, the job is there, it is haram for them to beg. So don't give them. If you believe that they can find a job and they are healthy to work, don't give them money. Because it is haram for them to beg in this case. مش نوى زكاة الفطر بها؟ خلاص انتهى. يعطى يعطى. يعطى خلاص يعطى من الزكاة. أليس الصرف الذي أعطيه؟ خلاص انتهى. تفضل سامي. إنما yeah, well, the Shafi'i school, Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i says, when you pay a zakah, you need to pay to all the categories, except those who do not exist. And you need to pay at least to three of each category. Why? Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i said, because if you check the terms in the verse, like, for example, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ, the term فُقَرَاء, is jam' plural. In Arabic, the least of the plural is three. He said also al-masakin, it is jam'. So the least is three. And so on. So this is why al-Imam al-Shafi'i said you need to pay to all of them and at least from each type to three of them. But several Shafi'i scholars and other imams, they said that you can pay zakat to one person. It is valid according to them. Yeah, one person even. For the first matter, yes, he needs if I give someone a zakah to distribute it, he needs to distribute the same money exactly. Yani even if I tell him give this, let's say this amount of gold as zakah, he cannot go sell it for dollars and then distribute the dollars. It does not work. He needs to distribute the amount that I gave him. If I, for any reason, if someone gives someone else dollars to distribute them as zakah, he cannot exchange them. The same, yani, the money that is given to him itself needs to be distributed without being replaced. Except if the owner tells him, I authorize you to exchange it, to do this, and then distribute it as zakah, then it works. But without the authorization of the owner, the one who paid as zakah, he needs to pay the money itself as zakah. Yani, for example, if I give as zakah one piece of gold, and you tell me, well, you want to distribute it to three or four of the like, so how do I do that? I gather them, and I tell them, this is for you four. And then they deal with each other about it. I do not go and sell it for dollars and then distribute the dollars among them. I distribute exactly what you gave me. This is the first issue. For the second matter, if you want to pay a zakah, if you write a check to someone and you want him to pay a zakah using this check, so what you do, you tell this person, I authorize you to cash this check and then distribute that money as zakah. This is how it works. Or I give this money, cash this check, take it for you, but you, from your money, pay on my behalf the same amount as zakah. Also it works. Either this way or that way. Because the check itself is not money to be distributed. So it needs to be done this way. Yeah, the same thing. Yeah, this sheep for the three of you. No. The sheep itself, according to Ash-Shafi'i, that's why I said gold, I didn't say dollars at the beginning. Because according to Al-Imam Ash-Shafi'i, the sheep itself has to be given as zakah. The camel itself, yeah, while alive, has to be given as zakah. The wheat itself has to be given as zakah. The dates themselves have to be given as zakah, the gold itself has to be given as zakah, the silver itself has to be given as zakah. That's how it goes. That's why during the times of the caliphate, they had a specific place where they would graze and gather the animals that are given as zakah. So the caliph would put all of them in one place, so they don't die, they graze, etc. And the one who is authorized to distribute them, distributes them on the deserving people. And they used to put a mark on it, so it doesn't get mixed with other animals. So they know that this is the one of az-zakah, for az-zakah. So it would be given itself. Wafikum. Tfaddali, Imwalid, tfaddali. إذا عمل بتعطيه ساعة الزكاة مستحق. نعم. له أن يدفع هو. طالما ما أعطاه للمستحق. If someone puts some money aside to pay it as zakah, but yet he did not pay it yet, he can use it for other things and then use another money for as zakah, as long as he did not pay it. But if he pays it, then khalas, it belongs to another person now. If you give me some money and you authorize me to pay it as zakah and I didn't pay it yet, then you tell me, if you still have the money, give it back to me, I give it back to you. Because I didn't give it yet to the deserving person. It is still yours. I didn't change, the ownership of this money is not changed yet. ما دخل إن كان فقيرا يعطى وإلا لا. إذا كان فقيرا ليس إذا كان مكتفيا لكن لا يستطيع إذا كان مكتفيا لكن لا يستطيع أن يدفع لأجل قسط المدرسة لا يعطى. إذا هو بالأصل فقير اندفع ولا ما دفع فقير يجوز أن يعطى وإلا فلا. يعني المدرسة قسط المدرسة منه من الحاجات الضرورية ما بيدخل بالحساب. صحيح هو فرض عليه أن يعلمهم بهذا الطريق أو غيره. تفضل حاج. لأنه قال المؤلف قلوبهم هم أناس كان يحتاجوا إلى تأليف قلوبهم في الزمن الأول في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال هذه الحاجة انتفت في هذا الزمن لقوة دولة الإسلام لذلك ما عادوا موجودين. قال قوة الدولة. قال المؤلف قلوبهم على حسب ما فهم عمر من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هم الذين كان يحتاج إلى فعل ذلك معهم في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال الآن قوي الإسلام فلا حاجة لذلك فبأيش أعطيهم؟ ما إلد عليه هون. ما دخل في طرق تانية لترغيب الناس في الدخول في الإسلام. قل لك شغلي حاج، إذا كان هناك دولة، أي دولة قوية، أي مجتمع قوي، مجرد قوته يرغب الناس بالالتحاق به. هيك شايفها الأيام قدام عيونك. تفضل. إذا كانت تجارته في بلدين يدفع الزكاة في البلدين، زكاة التجارة التي في هذا البلد في ذلك البلد والتجارة التي في هذا البلد في هذا البلد. هو هكذا عند الشافعي يدفع في بلد المال، في بلد المال يجوز عند بعض الأئمة يجوز. ما شرط له أن يعطي هو زكاته ماله. مراد به الجنس، ابن السبيل مراد به الجنس. كما لو قلت الكلب نجس، مش معناها كلب واحد، No, it doesn't have to be done. No, this is the value, the same value. This is its value. If someone is healthy and he is searching for a job, but now he does not find. Maybe he hopes to find after a week or a month, but now he does not find. And he is poor, you can give him from az-zakah. Yes. يلحق بهم كأن نسبه كنسبهم، يعني الأحكام التي تنطبق عليهم تنطبق عليه. أما لا، حقيقة النسب لا. تفضل تفضل أحمد. أنا أوكي هم أفهم. Go ahead. When we are talking about a traveler, it does not have that this he might be traveling only to just enjoy himself. Yeah? And he is given from az-zakah. He doesn't have enough money to continue his travel and get back home. He is given from az-zakah. This issue giving az-zakah economically is a very important matter. Very important matter. Religiously, of course, this is how we deal with issues. The religion orders us to do that. But economically, it is very important. Also, yes. Ask them. Tfaddali. ما فهمت. لا، الشافعية قالوا، بعض الشافعي قال يعطي كل الأصناف، يعمهم كلهم. Yes. نعم. This is an important question. If someone knows that he did not pay a zakah in the past, zakatul fitr or other types of zakah, he needs to make that up. So one needs to make that up. So he knows, I didn't pay for the past 10 years or 5 years or 3 years. He needs to make that up immediately. If someone, I didn't understand the question very well. It says, how do we refute some people if they claim, who claim or make things as zakah similar to taxes? I did not understand the question, but if it means, if someone says, I pay taxes, so this I consider this as zakah, then it does not work at all. We already said if someone pays to build a mosque, it is not considered a zakah. So how about taxes? It doesn't work at all. Tafadhali. Imam Ibrahim, tafadhali. كيف يعني انه ما فرضه الله مثل الذي يطلبه العبد هيك ف اذا كان الشرع امر بذلك ما بيرضوا فيه ان كان لا يرضى بهذا يكون كافرا الذي لا يرضى بحكم الشرع ايش يكون كافرا. The one who does not accept the ruling which is mentioned in Al-Quran, and he knows that this ruling is mentioned in Al-Quran, and he does not accept it, then he is a blasphemer. He is not a Muslim. If someone knows that the ruling of paying as zakah or any other ruling is mentioned in the religion, and he does not accept it, he thinks that this is unfair, then this person is a blasphemer. That's all. طيب. بارك الله بكم. I think this is enough for this session. Inshallah, we'll start with al-siyam. We'll start with the questions in the next session, and then with al-siyam, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum. Khaluna nuhallil. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allah